Thank him. Again, the Lord is helping us, and then we are here trusting that the Holy Spirit will bring His word very powerfully. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you because of your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your power. Thank you for what you are doing and what you will yet do. Lord, we have come on air again as we trust you that your word will come heavily and with power. Lord, we ask everywhere people will be changed and transformed by the instrumentality of your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you and thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Please stay tuned. Now, with me by the grace of God in the studio is my lovely wife, in person of Sister Precious Adebanjo. You're welcome in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you all.
Now, today we want to talk about something very crucial, and we want to encourage you to please, if you have not been listening to Budding Series, we want to take this time to encourage you to listen to Budding Series, and then you should always log into the Seeds of Us Ministry Media Mixer so that you can be privileged. The Lord has instructed us to keep doing this until COVID-19 is over. Every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 5:40, we will be bringing you God's Word with practical applications and different series from the studio of the Seeds of Us Ministry. I pray the Lord will encourage you in Jesus' name. And do well to share the link with everyone as we trust the Lord that it will be a great time in Jesus' name. Now, today we want to look at the resurrection power and its implication. The resurrection power and its implication. Very important. The resurrection power and its implication. Now, we are looking at Romans chapter 8. I will be asking my wife to read. And we trust him to see what is the resurrection power. Now, we are doing everything possible to ensure that messages can be downloaded so that we can listen to it over and over again. Now, I want you to know that until there is a death, there cannot be any resurrection.
Yes.
Jesus Christ died and rose again. Now, this is key. If you have not, we would like to reiterate afresh that the death is what establishes our separation from the world system. And I want to tell you something. As we see God help us, we are returning back to the issue of that death. Only that we want to quickly highlight something in the issue of resurrection. We'll go back to the issue of the death and the burial, and then we'll go back to resurrection. In fact, we are going to be looking at the understanding of the gospel according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, as the Lord will help us. But now, we are in Romans chapter 8, and we want to read again from verse 3 down to where the Bible begins to speak of his resurrection. Please don't forget that without a death, there cannot be resurrection. So, anybody who will experience what we are talking about must have understood what the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, what it means. So, in Romans chapter 8, look at how verse 3 to 6 put it.
For what the Lord could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh.
Okay.
God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
In the likeness of sinful flesh.
And for sin.
And for sin.
Condemned sin in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Okay.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
Okay.
But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Okay.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Okay. Now, there's something that I think we missed in Scripture. We were reading Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, shall we be in sin that grace may abound? That was it. Sorry about that. It's Romans chapter 6. Can you start from verse 3? Romans chapter 6, verse 3, and read on.
Know ye not that so many of us as we are baptized into Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
we are baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death.
We were buried with him by baptism into death.
That's like as Christ was raised up from the dead.
As Christ was raised up from the dead.
By the glory of the Father.
By the glory of the Father.
Even so, we also should walk in the newness of life.
Now, please, I want you to pay attention to something. As Christ rose from the dead by the glory of the Father. So Christ did not rise by himself, by his power. He rose by the glory of the Father. So that tells you that anytime you think of resurrection, you think of glory. Resurrection, you know, the cross did not bring a form of glory. The cross was like place of shame, but actually spiritually there was a war going on. But you see, resurrection, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ was raised by the glory of the Father. Do you know that? The resurrected Christ, oh, hallelujah,
Amen.
Is different from the... Please take note. Please be patient with this. You will soon understand. You see, the Jesus that died is different from the Jesus that rose. Let me explain. When I say different, I'm not talking about substituted as if another... Mm-mm. Please understand. Hope you know that he died because he became sin. Are you getting me now? He became the sin offering for mankind. But when he rose, he didn't rise as a sin offering anymore. Are you following now? He did not rise as sin offering. Actually, he came to end the rulership of Lucifer. Are you getting it now? But when he rose with the glory of God. Now, the glory of God that was on Adam before he fell was what Christ came to restore. And when Christ rose from the dead, the glory that we lost was what came back on him and brought him back from the dead. And scripture confirms that we were included with him. Hope you know, he said we were buried with him by baptism into death. So as Christ rose from the dead, we also rose by the glory of the Father. Even Satan knows that the resurrection life is a life that is above death. It's a life that is above decay. It's a life, you see, I'm trusting the Lord that the Lord will help your spirit. Please read on from where you stop.
Verse 4 now.
Verse 4.
Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death.
Uh-huh.
That like as Christ was raised up from the dead,
uh-huh.
the glory of the Father.
By the glory of the Father.
Even so, we also should walk in the newness of life.
Mm-hmm.
For if we are being planted together in the likeness of his death.
I want you to pay attention to this. If we have been planted together
in the likeness of his death.
In the likeness of his death.
We shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
What is we shall be also? What is we shall be also? That means that as Christ was raised from the dead, we also in the same likeness. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
If we have been planted together with him, is that not what he says? In the likeness of his death, is that not what he says?
Mm-hmm.
We shall also be what?
We shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
We are, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in the likeness. Now let us examine what the resurrection means. Do you know that he gave up the ghost at the sixth hour? We saw him being crucified at the third hour. He was there sixth hour. Darkness covered the earth to the ninth hour, and he gave up the ghost. Do you know that when Christ died, it looked as if the all hope was gone? He seemed powerless. He seemed not being able to do anything. I'm sure the disciples were confused. Everybody had run away. The Savior of the world is gone. I tell you the truth. If Christ died and did not rise, our gospel is meaningless. Even Satan will claim that, look, when you say that he's the Savior and he died and he didn't rise, then what will be the hope of the gospel? Do you know that by him rising means a lot? Number one, all those who have died before the law. I need to explain this to you. Now, you need to confirm this from Romans chapter 2. You need to read the book of Romans very well. All those who died before the law of Moses, they were under the rulership of the devil. Because in Romans chapter 5, scripture confirms that through one man, Adam, death reigned from Adam even to Moses and even to those who have not sinned after the similitude of Adam. Read Romans chapter 5 and read from verse 1. You will see that it was through Adam that sin came into the world. And the Bible says death reigned through Adam. So everyone from Adam that was before the law of Moses, death was reigning on them. And when the devil assumed the leadership of the world, when did he become the prince of this world? Immediately Adam fell. So even Abraham and the rest of them were under his rulership. Are you getting it now? So, but you see, that's why in Hebrews chapter 11, if you read from verse 1, he said, faith is the substance of things so far, the evidence of things not seen. When you read on, you will now hear, by faith, Jephthah did this, by faith, David did this, by faith, Abraham did this, by faith, this one did this. But when you now get towards the last three verses of Hebrews 11, he said, all this, having obtained good report by faith, did not inherit the promise. You are not with me. The promise is the promise of the new life working in the mortal man. Oh, you are not following me. The promise of the Spirit. You see, what makes the Holy Spirit, hallelujah? The Holy Spirit can't come before the cross. Because the Holy Spirit will not rest upon people with corrupted nature. Are you following this now? That's why the Holy Spirit could not come to indwell us before the cross happened. And even when the cross of Calvary happened and it was buried, Holy Spirit can't come yet. Until there is a new nature. Hallelujah. Amen. Please listen. Do you know that the new nature that Christ came to demonstrate, when he rose from the dead, let me ask you, do you know the nail prints were still with him? The marks of death were still with him. But the life he had in him was a supernatural life, yet in a mortal flesh that can be touched. Listen, I pray the Spirit of God helps me today.
Amen.
Do you know that when he came, when he rose from the dead, they were thinking he's a ghost? Do you know that?
Yeah.
What did he tell them? He said, give me fish.
Give me,
let me eat. Do you know when he ate, it was real to the apostles that resurrection life, yet in the mortal body. Oh, you are not following this. The same way Adam bore the glory of God, carrying the mortal body. It was the glory that covered him, yet, you know, the Bible already confirmed he was made from the dust. So he had a mortal body, but he was covered with the glory of God. That was what Jesus was demonstrating to. He could eat fish, yet with a supernatural body, but that body, yes, is now taking on a form that is supernatural, yet it's touchable. He could still eat. Do you know when Thomas was doubting, he told Thomas, he said, come and touch me. So Thomas touched the resurrected body. You know, if you remember, he told them, I have the kind of bones you don't know of. You don't have. The blood that flows is not the natural one. So what was Jesus demonstrating? The same way I rose from the dead with the supernatural life that death and sickness cannot overcome again. Same way should everyone who believes in me experience such supernatural life. See, these things are not theories of the earth. The only problem is that the church has not sat down, me and you have not sat down to think of it very deeply. Look at that verse again, my dear wife. Can you read it for us again?
Proverbs 3:4.
No. The verse 5 that said, as we're planted.
For if we have been, verse 5. If we have been planted together.
If we have been planted how?
Together.
Please mark the word together. We have been planted together. We have been joined together. Even devil knows this fact. You might be thinking it's not so. You see, faith is key at this point. I will share some practical examples as I trust the Lord to help us. If we have been planted together, you see, you and Christ, if you are born again, if you have received him, there's a togetherness. That you can't be separated from Jesus. Jesus can't be separated from you. It's a togetherness. It's yourself you decide to walk away by yourself. When you remain in faith, there is no devil from the pit of hell that can take you away. Why? You are together. He said, if you have been planted together, yes.
In the likeness of his death.
In the likeness of his death.
We shall be also.
We shall be also.
In the likeness of his resurrection.
You see, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. After, that was what God, the Father, said. Let Adam be made after our likeness. Our likeness. I get it now. But after the fall, we lost that likeness. See, Abraham didn't carry that likeness. None of them since the fall carried that likeness. Only that's why Jesus is called the Son of God. Why? He brought that likeness. That thing we lost. You know, God said, let us make man. He didn't say, I will make man. So he was talking to God the Father, was speaking to Jesus, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. He is the council of heaven, the Godhead. He said, let us make man in our image to carry our likeness. Are you getting it now? Now, that likeness was lost, but Jesus came to restore. So, in this verse, the scripture now said, if we have been planted together in his death, we shall also be in the likeness. Don't forget that he rose with this body and ascended with that body. Are you following me? See, this is a serious translation. He rose with the new body, the body that Thomas touched, the body that Peter, the body that ate fish. That means what Jesus was demonstrating is that supernatural life is now possible within the mortal flesh. It's possible now to live a supernatural life within your body. Assuming when Jesus rose, he did not eat fish. We'll say this is a strange body. Assuming when Jesus rose, he said, don't touch me. This is a different body. You can burn to death. That means it's not real. But for him to rise from the dead and eat and still carry the nail print by the hand and by the side, and Thomas could still touch him, that tells you, just was saying that you can now live the heaven kind of life on the earth. The one Satan, you see, that's why it was possible for somebody like Philip to disappear. Because in the resurrected body, anything is possible. When there is a need, not just somebody trying to act like Superman. In the resurrected body, look at, for example, Paul the Apostle, and then we'll come back. You're welcome again. In case you are just joining us, this is the Seed Sowers Ministry Media, and we are dealing with the power of the resurrection and its implication. You find out that Paul the Apostle, on an island on his way to Rome, they had shipwreck. And a particular dangerous animal came out from the woods and got stuck in his hand. You see, the Bible says the people of the land thought that Paul was going to fall down and die. Obviously, they know that that particular snake or that venom into Paul's body was so dangerous. Mm. Excuse me, what did Paul do?
He just shook it off.
That is, he had abundance of revelation of the resurrected life. He knew the life I carry is not the life that poison can rule inside. Lord, these are not mere words. This is the reason why Jesus Christ said in Mark 16, he said, if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them, because there is a life in them that nullifies poison. When you meditate deeply on these things, you will see the power. So, by divine appointment with the Word of God, by the fulfillment of Scripture, if you now are also in the likeness of His resurrection, there is no such fear as devil pursuing a resurrected man. Masquerade pursuing a resurrected man.
Emotional imbalance
to a resurrected man. You don't understand the implication. We are dealing with the implication now. That's why Paul said that I may know him and the power. The power. So don't forget that you must have died with him. The experience. No, you can't be claiming resurrection when you are still committing sin. You must be dead to sin. May God grant you insight to that.
Amen.
May you understand that it's possible every day to live above sin.
Yes.
This is what we are experiencing by the grace of God. And that's why we are coming on earth to share it. But you see, the resurrected life, Paul knew that what is inside me is the likeness of God that poison of a snake cannot penetrate. You see, when we talk like this, you know why you don't believe? You believe the doctors more than the Bible. I'm not saying go and dip your hand inside the den of where snakes are hiding. That's tempting the Lord. Even when the devil said that to Jesus, to jump down from the pinnacle, Jesus said, "That shall not tempt the Lord thy God." So, but you see that the resurrected life is a life within the human body that dominates the devil, that is above the natural. This is a life that sin cannot rule. This is a life that is above whatever things the devil is trying to put in place. And that's why you must believe these things. Look at Paul the Apostle. It was so strong that when the people saw that he did not die, what did they say?
They
say he was a god. You see, resurrection is powerful. You will so live a life that people will look at you and say, you are not normal. That is exactly the ministry of Jesus on the earth. Please, you are hearing how. See, Jesus Christ did not come so that we can be singers inside church. He didn't die so that we can be singing and saying everything at double-double. That's not why he died. We are to be the. When he said, ye are the light of the world, that means, though, you know, don't forget that in Isaiah, he said, darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness, the people. He said, but you, the light shall arise upon thee. And Gentiles shall come to the shining light, that rising, the rising of your light. So when Christ made us the light of the world, it is that when the world look at us, they will behold the glory. Don't forget that in John 1:14, he said the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld him as his glory, begotten of the Son, full of grace and truth. You see, that same glory, he didn't carry it to heaven. He left it to the church, which include me and you. So, the point of resurrection is that the Christ that they thought has finished, the Christ that they thought is no more, is now supposed to live his life within me and you. This is where you, may God grant you light.
Amen.
This is your first prayer. Lord, may I touch more understanding on my union with your resurrection. This is not, resurrection is a life that is, hope you know that when he rose, it's a life that is far above principalities and powers. It's a life that Satan could not harass. Let me ask you a question. You know, before resurrection, they could catch him. They could nail him. I want to ask you, who can nail him after resurrection?
Nobody.
Who can harass him after resurrection? What do you think is Christ afraid of again? Before the resurrection, before the cross, hope you know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. After resurrection, is he so sorrowful again?
No.
Are you getting me now? I'm trusting God that the Lord will help your understanding.
Amen.
that when you do not understand that, the reason why Christ came to die and he rose from the dead is that he included you in what he did.
Mm.
And you can only access it by faith.
Mm.
Oh, are you following me now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me now?
Mm.
You see, it's time to begin to experience the real power of your union with Christ.
Mm.
We are not talking about mere confession that produces no results. We are not talking about mere confession that has no results.
Mm.
We are talking about your faith linking up with the Word of God. Somebody is saying, hey, these things, these pastors are saying, is it true? It's because you are still doubting. And if you are like Thomas, you will miss a lot. Because Jesus says, blessed are they which have not seen but yet believe. You know, we are the generation of those people who did not see Christ, but we are going to believe. And it is our own believing that includes us in the reality of what Christ did.
Mm.
Very important. Now, you see, why I love Brother Paul is that the way he demonstrated that resurrected life. To the point that at a time, a cloth from him carried an anointing. If demons look at the handkerchief that came from the apron of Paul, they will start running. No, you are not following me. Oh. This is not Paul appearing himself. This is an apron from his body. Just putting it on a sick person. That is not for special ministers of the gospel. There was a time Smith Wigglesworth. It was said to, at the time that a devil came into his house, and there was scattering things, and then there was disturbance, I think, downstairs. And Smith Wigglesworth was upstairs. And when he heard the noise, oh, hallelujah, he came downstairs and he saw a creature, devilish one, you know, a terrible creature trying to cause pandemonium. It was said that Smith Wigglesworth said, I don't know you are the one, and he went back upstairs to go and sleep. You see, he didn't say, I bind you. The resurrected life is above the devil. Satan is not a reason to do vigil. Satan is not the reason. You don't sleep when you understand this thing. Are you getting me now? Number one, dying with Jesus on the cross has separated you from sin. Resurrection now made you a ruler over the devil. He died for our forgiveness. He rose for our justification. And he rose for our enthronement. We now share that supernatural life. When you dream, and you have masquerade pursuing you, they are giving you food in the dream. You see, the resurrected life is a revelation that when you possess it, you will operate effortlessly above the devil and above circumstances. Why? This is the life that has no lack in itself. Now, it doesn't say lack will not come, but you don't respect it because of the life that you believe you carry. Are you getting it? You see, it is the resurrected man that can ascend. You know, it is the Jesus that rose that can ascend. When before the resurrection, he can't ascend. There could be transfiguration, but no ascension. Are you following me now? Jesus could be transfigured before the cross, but he cannot ascend. You know why? He was the Son of Man, and he was going to be seen of him. But when he rose from the dead, hallelujah,
amen,
he could ascend. That's why only resurrected ones can go with rapture. Are you following me? Only those of us that have died with him and have rose with him by faith, we are the ones that can experience. We are now, who are now in the likeness of resurrection, we are the only ones that can experience rapture. As Christ rose from the dead and ascended, that's the only guarantee for us also to go with rapture. Because only those who are above the world can arise on that day. When the trumpet shall sound, it is the resurrection power that lifts us. You know why we will not remain here? We will not remain here because we are not here. We are not of this place. Because we have been made to be alive with Christ. Now let me draw a close before I will ask my wife to pray.
Before you continue,
please go ahead.
I see this as the ignorance of many Christians is what empowers the devil to cheat them. Because with this that we are saying, this truth, the understanding of the in the likeness of whom we carry, and then that is not also far-fetched. It's not disconnected from the power, from the life of the cross. because I want you to really just say something linking them both, because now those listening to you right now will say, oh, hey, that is what we are talking about. It is the resurrection we want you to say. Don't talk about the cross. No, can you shed more light on how this, the cross, has bearing on the resurrection, or the resurrection is bearing on the cross, and then from there.
Okay, quickly on that. You see, it is those who lack spiritual understanding that separate resurrection from death. You see, understand that without the cross, there is no rising from the dead.
So was that the reason why?
That's why when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, he still bear the nail print.
It was not wiped away.
The nail print didn't go away. So, you see, your resurrection is not a reason for carelessness. There has to be the proof. The nail print is the proof that I died on this earth, and I was separated from the world system and everything that dominates man under the rulership of the devil. So lying, masturbation, iniquity is not found. When I died, it ended. When I rose, the proof was still there. So resurrection is not just rising and saying, oh, I'm resurrected with Christ. No, the proof that you died with him must still be there. And the proof is that me and sin has no relevance. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you something the Lord made me understand. He said resurrection is a life of dominion above sin effortlessly. You don't understand. You see, we are not talking self-effort here. We are talking about the empowerment, the infusion of the power of God when you believe. So you can't be watching Africa magic of people that are seeing the world. You must act like I really died to these things. When you are watching a soap opera, that is, you know, I used to say this. If you remember, Galatians chapter 5, if you read from verse 19, it talks about, now the works of the flesh are made manifest, which are these: adultery, murder, betrayal. You see, they are showing a movie on Nollywood, and they will write featuring romance, betrayal, suspense. Don't you see that they are displaying the works of the flesh right before your eyes? And then you are watching. You can't claim to have died to these things and love it. You see, the resurrected man have his own TV programs. The resurrected man, because of the proof of death, because of the proof that I died with Christ, he has his own choice news, things, columns in the newspapers. He doesn't just swallow everything. In fact, the resurrected man has, if you remember, hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, I pray the Lord will help you understand
it.
You find out that the resurrected Lord did not reveal himself to any other person than his own disciples. Now, he didn't go to house of Pilate to go and show him anything. The resurrected life makes you to be a man and a woman of spiritual friends. You can't value what the people of the world value. You rose above these things. Are you with me now? It's a life that is not subject to anything. It's not subject to any habit.
It's a matter of cannot.
It cannot. That's when the... can I ask you a question? Can Christ commit sin?
No.
This is what must happen to you.
Head off. It can't.
This is what must happen to you. When every day, the power of God, as you trust every day, as you trust the word of God, the power of God in you is so much that on a daily basis, once you don't stop looking at Jesus, you are living above the issues that have bounded you before. What is it that has made you a coward? What is it that has made you a chicken? What is it that has wrecked your spiritual life? What is that secret weakness that have destroyed you? When you begin to look into scriptures, like we open Romans chapter 6, that thing that always brings you low, that thing that always, you know, reduce you to nothing. You know, the other day you wanted to preach a powerful message. You couldn't preach that powerful message again because of that weakness in your life. You remember how you should have spoken the truth in your family the other day, but because you two have no testimony, you know, everything just went under the carpet. You could not speak the truth. Even as a minister of God, the reason why you can't face people in your church and preach the truth is because they know that there are some secrets with you. But when you begin to meditate, like my wife said, ignorance is terrible. I don't see you sit down with TV and sit down with movies and claim to live the resurrected life. It's not possible. It's important, friends. I am trusting the Lord that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes. So you can't separate death at all. You cannot. Because it is the one who died. that rose again. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, as we draw to a close, you will find out that from verse 2, Paul began to say, I am giving you the gospel that I received. How that Christ died and was buried and rose on the third day according to scriptures. You see, don't go and start your own from resurrection. It must be from death. All the churches who are speaking resurrection power, without the experience of death, cannot truly rise. And because death connotes, I died and I'm separated away from the world system. The nature of sin, the nature of the world, died when Christ died. So when you rise, it's an enthronement. It's not, I can, even if I commit sin, I rose with Christ. That's a doctrine from the pit of hell. Not even though, if I even do any sin now, when I even commit sin, even Christ has risen for me. That's a doctrine from the pit of hell. Resurrection is a practical lifestyle above sin. Resurrection is a practical lifestyle above the devil and the world system, where you can say, I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished my race. May the Lord grant you understanding.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. My wife, will you please pray for us?
Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We thank you, glory. Our dear Father in heaven, we thank you for revealing this truth to us. Thank you for revealing these mysteries to us.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you because these words will not be lost.
Amen.
These words, Holy Spirit, you will dig deeper in our heart.
In the name of
you
Jesus.
You will cause a depth of understanding
in the name of Jesus.
Grasp this eternal truth.
In the name of Jesus.
We ask, oh dear Father,
in the name
by
of
your
Jesus.
Spirit, help us, oh
in
Lord,
the name of Jesus.
To walk in the reality,
yes, Lord,
of this resurrection,
yes,
life.
Yes, Lord.
Because it is potentially true, it
thank
is also
Jesus.
Possible.
Yes.
And because it is possible,
thank
it
you,
is
Jesus.
Possible even with us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask, expand our faith. Expand our belief system over,
yes,
to
Lord.
Believe and to walk in this that has already been achieved.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Because no more will the devil cheat us.
Amen.
Thank you, because through this media, through this media platform, you are bringing your word to bear.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that it will go far and near.
Amen.
It will go beyond more than we imagine.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because you are faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your name, O Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Join us again by next week, Sunday, 5 p.m. Please share the link with everyone, and we trust that the Lord will help you abundantly in Jesus' name. God bless you, and have a wonderful evening. Everyone, help me find a way.